Money. Money. Power. Love. Lust. Lies.
The truth will set you free.
What do you do when your heart says yes, but your mind's got you trapped?
These are my confessions.
It's the riveting stage play that tells it all. Gerard Rutland presents Confessions of an Exotic Dancer, starring the realest housewife of them all, NeNe Leakes.
Where is your scooter? Where is it?
From Saints and Sinners, Karan Riley.
Oh!
From Think Like a Man, Ernestine Morrison. From Kevin Hart's Heart of the City, it's Piper. And from BET Comic View, the hilarious Tony Tom. And ladies, America's top male exotic dancers.
Fucking Nick.
Oh my damn.
Ooh.
Don't miss Confessions of an Exotic Dancer.
Stripping business started in Africa. Long time ago. Long time ago.
The story that tells it all and bears it all. Live at the Black Academy of Arts and Letters, October 31st through November 2nd. Tickets available at the box office. 214-743-2400. Online at Ticketmaster.com. 1-800-745-3000.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Flow of C and Co.
What's going on, everybody? How's y'all week going? I hope it's going good.
I hope everybody's staying positive and constantly making moves, not being lazy, procrastinating, getting things done, you know. We got to progress through these last 2 months of 2019.
It's about to be a new year.
Yeah.
I feel like this year went by fast.
You know what? I say that every year, but I really, when you're doing stuff, it really did go by fast, though. Mm-hmm. But I just think the older we get, the faster time goes by.
Yeah.
When we start to see a lot of things in a different eye.
Right. And we start to realize, like, dang, time ain't gonna stop for you, so you better keep it going.
You gotta keep going, for sure.
It ain't gonna stop.
No, this year did go by fast. Like, I remember my friends were graduating a semester before me, and I was like, dang, I still got a semester left. But that semester flew by so fast. Like,
yeah.
I was like, dang, like, I'm graduating. Then I graduated, and then boom, look at me now. I'm just like.
And then boom.
Really, though, time be flying, though.
It's always like the last semester, the last year of high school, the last semester of college. It always fly by.
Yeah.
And they say it, too. They be like, your last is going to fly by.
Yeah.
Your last year.
It's because you did the time for so long.
Uh-huh.
You end up getting used to it. You like, well, I got da-da-da-da-da. I got this amount of time left. No.
Right.
But no, that's really crazy. But yes, hope everybody's pushing through their last 2 months. Courtney, how are you?
Yes, I am doing good. This weekend was a really good weekend. Texas kind of took me for a loop. I went outside and it was like 60, 50 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? I was like, wait a minute now. We down south. You telling me it's 50 degrees? I left all my boots. Well, not all of them, but I left half of all my winter clothes back in Michigan, so I'm going to have to
get them shipped to
me. I'm going to have to get them shipped to me for sure.
I'm like, you can't go buy new clothes.
I'm going to have to for sure get them shipped to me, but it's nice still.
It's nice.
Yeah.
No, I was about to say, it's officially fall for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It was officially fall on the 23rd of September.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting on this to kick in because I was like, okay, it can't stay hot for so long, so much longer, you know?
Yes. But everybody who's from Texas be like, it can't stay hot. I'm ready for it to get a little cold.
I'm ready for it. I'm ready for winter, but I know when winter comes, I'm going to be like, Summer, where you at? Like, you know, we never satisfied with the season change, but it's good to, you know, get that season change and then switch up to your fall attire.
Yeah.
But my favorite season is fall, even though my birthday is at the end of summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's like my birthday right there. I'm like, boom, okay, my birthday over. It's fall now, basically. Mm-hmm. But no, I like summer. Summer is cool. I don't really have a problem with the heat because I don't really just be in the heat like that.
Right.
But my favorite season is fall.
My favorite gotta be summer. But my birthday is in winter, and I hate being cold. So that's the crazy part.
So you always cold. Mm-hmm. I know you hate going or, like, trying to go out for your birthday and stuff.
Yes. It was cold. Trying to wear a cute outfit. You don't want to wear a jacket to mess it up, but then you got to.
Yeah.
You
got
to take the jacket off in the car. Yeah, no.
Yeah, man.
That was.
I ain't doing it this winter. Look, don't invite me out. I'm staying in, okay? I am not standing in no line being cold. If I know I'm not going to get into a certain club, I'm not going.
Right. Well, how cold do it get in Dallas? So how cold would you say it would get? Like, what's the coldest?
The coldest?
Maybe like 20 degrees, you think?
Oh, not 20. I mean, it got to be. If it's 20, we're not going nowhere. Does it do 20 in Michigan?
Oh, it does negative in Michigan, like negative 11 degrees.
Oh, ew.
I don't know. And we still gotta go.
I don't know. I can't even remember a time where it was 20 degrees in Texas. But no, I say the lowest is 30.
Okay.
I'm going to say the lowest is 30, but that's like rare. Like, I don't know. But I know it probably has been 26 degrees in Texas, but it had to have been a while ago because I clearly don't remember that. Even like when we have snow days, like, it's a big deal for us because we don't get snow. Like, right. It's rare that we ever get snow.
Right. And I'm it's used like to when seeing we get, when we inches do get
snow.
Inches.
Yeah, when we do get snow, they'd be like, school is canceled. I'd be like, all right. It's barely ice on the ground, but okay.
And they'd be like, no, everything's closed.
Yeah. But no, it's just because we don't have, like, the equipment for snow. What is it called? Like, weather hazards and stuff. And
or the icy roads. I heard that in Texas, it's like real bad icy roads in the wintertime.
Yeah, no, the roads get iced over, but that's pretty much about, it's like thin ice majority of the time, especially like if it rains or something.
Right.
But, yeah, like, I don't know, I wouldn't say in the 20s, but negatives?
Yeah, negatives. Like, now you know another reason why I left Michigan, negatives. Picture walking outside.
That is crazy.
Picture walking outside, going in your car, and you know you want to let the windows down and get the snow off, and you let your window down and it's pure ice. Like, as your window.
So, that means the winter here in Texas is not going to be nothing to you.
Yeah, but it's crazy that you say that. That's what I thought, too. So, I'm like, when everybody cold, it's going to feel good to me, right?
Yeah.
But when I stepped outside over the weekend, I was cold. But it was also my tire, too. I didn't know it was cold. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, so I probably, if I have a coat on, it's probably going to be normal to me. But if I don't have no coat or something,
yeah,
I'm going to be cold.
Yeah. Dang, that's crazy. So what about summer?
What you mean?
Like summer in Michigan.
Summer in Michigan, it doesn't get like out here, like 100 and...
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't get like that.
It get like 90.
Yeah, it gets 90, 80, 90, and it's a different type of heat. I think here is more humid.
Mm-hmm.
In Michigan, it's not humid. Yeah, it's not humid.
But, that's crazy.
But
I remember when I went to Chicago, and I was like, it was what... I think it was after the first of the year. It was like the second week.
Mm-hmm.
After the new year. Yeah, it was cold. No. I said Chicago. I'm lying. I went to New York. How did I get the two confused? I don't know.
I'm like, Chicago, right by us.
No. I went to New York, and it was stupid cold. Like, I was mad. Like, we walked outside. It's like a snow blizzard going on. And we had to, like, have layers of clothes on. Like, me, I had to have layers of clothes on. Y'all don't do that, huh?
Wait, layers of clothes on? Wait, how cold do
like,
we get?
I had, like, on a thermal. Mm-hmm. Then I had on, like, some tights. Then my jeans.
See, I would do that if it's negative something degrees out.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't do that if it was just...
If it's like...
But I was in New York. It wasn't in Texas. Mm-hmm. It don't get that serious in Texas.
Right. I think New York is kind of like Michigan, too. It gets cold. Yeah. They get inches of snow. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember one time I walked out the house back in Michigan, and the snow was almost to my knees. Like, I was like, I couldn't believe it. Opened the door, and it was snow up there,
What kind of shoes you wear?
What you mean, like in Michigan?
Yeah, boots. Like boots.
Yeah, Uggs.
They don't mess them. Like, they don't get your feet wet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, I was like,
But it's no way in escaping it. You gotta, like, they don't just close the roads. Like, they're like, oh, it's gonna be a snowstorm. They have snow trucks out plowing the roads while it's snowing. Mm-hmm. So then in the morning time, we can still go to work or go to class. Like, they don't shut down.
Mm-hmm. They're like, y'all ain't missing no days.
Yeah, they're like, nope, you gotta get to work. Nope, you gotta get to class. Come on, even if it's 10 inches of snow.
That's funny. That's real funny. But that's good besides the weather.
So how was your weekend?
My weekend, yesterday I celebrated my friend's birthday, but her birthday isn't until Tuesday. Shout out to Ariel. She will be 23 on the 15th. Okay. And so
Jordan year.
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm. Went to dinner. Friday I worked. I didn't really do much of anything on Friday. And then Saturday worked. And then I went to dinner. Then I went out. Mm-hmm. And we went to this place called Backyard. You should go.
Backyard.
It's like the Deep Ellum area. It's in the Deep Ellum area. I think you'll like it. It's more, but it's like, it is like a mixed vibe. It's not like just, you know, you're... your normal ratchet club, going out, you know, having fun. I mean, you can have fun there too, but it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. So I went with my friends and it was cool.
Honestly, it sounds like it was.
I had a chill weekend. I'm going to the fair.
You was looking good. I saw you on Instagram. I was like, okay, see, look at you.
Okay, see. No, thank you.
No, I do want to start like going to clubs more. A couple weeks ago, I went to Dallas Cabaret in Plano, I believe. Mm-hmm. I think it was in Plano. And it was nice. You know, it was a nice, my first strip club. Yeah, it was my first strip club in Dallas. So I was like, okay, it was nice. And I think we went somewhere else, but I don't know where else we went. It was a bigger strip club. But,
okay.
Yeah, I'm just trying to fill out everything, trying to get my experiences in, you know?
Yeah.
But let's go into the quote of the week. So what is your quote of the week, C?
My quote of the week is, and let me pull it up. It is, don't let anyone make you feel that you don't deserve the good things that happen in your life. Yeah, I like this quote.
I like that too, and say it one more time.
Don't let anyone make you feel that you don't deserve the good things that happen to you in your life. That is definitely true. I feel like sometimes what people, others say may get the best of us. Or you may, I know a lot of people that feel like they shouldn't have certain things because of this, this, and that. Mm-hmm. But everything works out in your favor. Yeah. And you just have to, know that you deserve those things in life. It's like, if you want to attract certain things in your life, whatever it may be, whether it's money, clothes, friends, family, love, you gotta act like you deserve it and mean it and believe in it, and it will come to you.
Right.
And I, you know, everybody deserves good things.
Right. And I feel like when people deserve, like when they get what they deserve, like in good things, they think they need more, and they're like, okay, what's my next move? Okay, I've done this, so what do I have to do next? Mm-hmm. Like, you need to, when you get the good thing, you can enjoy that. You don't have to always have, like, okay, I did this, now what's next? You don't always have to have a next plan.
Yeah.
But just enjoy, if you did receive something good or if you did do something good, enjoy that moment. And enjoy, you can enjoy it however long you want to, but you don't always have to have a next plan.
Yeah.
So, I like that quote.
Definitely do like that quote.
And my quote of the week is, if you want something you've never had, then you got to do something you've never done. So it's kind of like stepping out of your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And I like that quote because in this period of my life right now, I feel like I've been stepping out of my comfort zone with a lot of things. With most things that I'm doing right now, it's like stepping out of my comfort zone. And I've been enjoying it. And let me tell you, it is scary because you don't know. When I tell you, I just, you know, I have a plan, but at the same time, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen once I do that. Yeah. I don't know what's the reaction or like what's going to happen afterwards. Mm-hmm. And that's scary. That's a scary thought to have when you're stepping out of something you've never done before and you don't know the results of it. But it's a really good feeling. Like, this is a really, it's a scary feeling, but at the same time, it's a good feeling because I know by me doing all this, it's like growth.
Yeah.
So,
and what was your quote again?
My quote is, let me pull it back up. If you want something you've never had, then you got to do something you've never done.
Yeah.
So you got to do something you've never done. If you want that $1 million in your bank account, you seeing all these stars with money and you want that money, then you got to do something you ain't never done before. You got to do extra stuff.
Yeah.
To get that.
I believe that growth comes with being uncomfortable. You're going to be put into a lot of uncomfortable situations, and that's okay. You just got to learn how to cope with it, work through it, and just do what you have to do for the sake of you.
Exactly.
And that's just how I'm seeing life. I feel like as I get older, especially when you're trying to get a job now, or like with us, like job interviews, meeting new people, having to be, you know, compatible, well, not compatible, but like having to be a great coworker in order to get along in a work environment.
Right.
And it's just a lot of things that, you know, some people are not social. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they have to force themselves to get to know other people just for the sake of their jobs.
Right.
And even when you want to move up and make big, you know, big boss moves, like there's a lot of things that does come with being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And that's just the way of life.
It's the way of life. And it's, and don't, like, be scared of being uncomfortable. Like, it is scary, but at the same time, just face your fears and just do it. Just get out of that bubble that you put yourself in and just do something you ain't never done before. Or do something that you know that you're not used to doing, or maybe you might not ever see yourself doing, but just do it and see how you feel afterwards.
Yeah.
The after feeling is the best part.
Yeah, lately I feel like I haven't really been put into any uncomfortable positions or having to feel like I'm facing a fear or something like that. But, I know when that time does come, like, I'm going to have to definitely take my own words and go with that.
Right.
And, I do want to be, more, like, open to, like, new ideas and stuff like that. But right. It'll come.
Yeah, it will come. It will come in time. Like, at work, I feel like I was put in an uncomfortable state. I think I'm always put in an uncomfortable state at work just because this is, like, my first corporate job, so I'm not used to any of this, but I'm always like, wait a minute, what I gotta do? But then I'm like, okay, like, tell me one time and then I'm gonna do it, even though if I have to present in front of a large group of people or if I have to explain to you my job or anything like that, I'm just like, okay, let me do it, let me get it done with. Maybe my heart is beating, maybe I'm sweating, but at the same time, it's like, I'm not gonna let you see me sweat, and I'm gonna do it and I'm gonna get over it.
Right.
And at the end of the day, the end feeling is good because it's like, dang, I really did that. Like, I really talked in front of all these people, or like, I really, it's just the end result is always the best result. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, that was our quotes of the week.
Yes, it was. And remember that you are listening to The Flow of C & Co, and we'll be right back with more. So welcome back to The Flow of C & Co.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
And so our first segment of the day, we are going to talk about the Joshua Brown case. We kind of talked about that on last week's episode, and the case has further developed between last week and this week. Mm-hmm. And the update on that is that they are ruling his death as being, you know, drug related. And so, with that being said, I guess the story that I was hearing is that there were some guys meeting him to pick up, like, you know, they were supposed to make, like, this transaction. I guess I'm assuming he was, like, selling weed or something like that. And I guess it was just, like, a drug deal going wrong. And so he actually shot one of the guys in the chest before the guy shot him in the mouth and the chest. And so it's just unfortunate how that happened. Honestly, when we first heard about this, I was just thinking to myself, like, I hate to say it, it's just because you don't want to hear that our black men are being killed because of drugs or over drugs, I would say, over drugs. And you don't want to hear that they're also being killed by other black men. We don't want to hear that. And sometimes we do have to face the fact that we don't want to hear that. But honestly, in the back of my head, I was like, he probably got shot in a drug transaction or something.
Yeah.
And that was the first, that was the first thing that crossed my mind when I did read about his death. But I was just thinking to myself, like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to be so sure about it. But, I mean, it's like that happens every day, though. And I feel like we, like I said, we don't want to hear that. But it does happen every day. And it just happened to be his time.
Yeah, and it just sucks that even, like, in this day of age, the fact that you're able to say, like, oh, it just happens every day, like, it was his time. That is so, that just sucks that we live in a world where we're used to people getting shot and dying now. Like, if we hear about another murder, it's just like, okay, another person got shot or another shooting happened. We just blow it over the rug. Like, not really blow it over the rug, but give it a week talking about it, and the next week we're forgetting about it until it happens again.
Yeah.
And that's where the problem is, because we keep blowing it under the rug, and it's like, this is wrong. And dealing with, like, Joshua Brown, that is sad. So they did catch the shooter. Yeah. They caught the shooter. So I'm glad that they caught the shooter.
The one that shot in his chest is in critical condition. And then I don't believe it. Actually, no, yeah. They found all, I think it was three suspects.
And they found all of them. Yeah, which that's a blessing that they found all of them. It just sucks that we have to be talking about this right now. It sucks that they had to, and it had to be drug related. Like, I was really hoping that it wasn't going to be deal with drugs, because that's the first thing they turn to when they hear about a black man dying. They're like, oh, it must have been gang related or drug related. So I'm like, I was hoping that it wouldn't have been about that. But I mean, I'm glad that they caught the shooter. I'm glad the shooters. So that is, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know people were making, like, theories, like, oh, he got shot in the mouth. That was definitely the crime of DPD, Dallas Police Department, and all this other stuff. And I'm like, why would they come after this man? Like, then there was another theory, like, oh, well, he was supposed to testify against this cop. I don't know where all these stories unfold from. People do just be talking.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, people be talking sometimes. Like, they hear something and they run with it and they make it into their own.
Like,
they own.
I don't know if they just be wanting that. They be wishing that it happened or something. I don't know what be happening. But, like, there were just a lot of, like, stories that were, like, developing. But one of his friends, and I don't have the post, but somebody shared this post with me. Mm-hmm. Somebody that was close to him said, yes, he sells weed, but that doesn't make him a bad person. Like, he sold weed. Basically, you know, but he stayed out of the way. He had a job, too. Like, he mind his business and everything. So, don't make this, you know, don't look at it negatively. Like,
right. Like, don't let his last mark be that he was a bad person.
And they also said, like, you know, everybody has their own theories, but this is it. And just let him rest in peace. Like, that's really it. But I don't know. I just feel like that was, you know, the timing was crazy, I feel like. It's like we watched him live in his last days. Mm-hmm. That's how I've been thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's literally how I've been thinking about it. Like, we watched this man testify in a trial dealing with another black man's death just for him to be another victim of, well, not even on white on black crime, but just to be a victim of gun violence. Yeah. And we literally watched him just, you know, living his last days. That's how I really feel. That's how I really feel about it.
Yeah, and then for his friend to post that, I mean, that was nice. That was very smart of his friend to even post that. I know probably all over social media they're saying, like, oh, he was a drug dealer, trying to make his name bad. Whereas being a drug, by selling drugs, like weed, that's not, just because he sell weed, that does not make him a bad person. Maybe he has to do that because his prime income is not enough for him to survive. Mm-hmm. Or you never know somebody's situation. That's why you should never just judge off of one little detail of information.
Right.
But it's just like, I don't know. I just don't think, I don't think by him just selling drugs is a bad person. So by...
There are a lot of people that sell drugs. Right. Honestly, there are a lot of...
People who smoke.
There are a lot of white people who smoke and sell.
Yeah.
White people may not sell weed, but some of them do. But some of them, they be selling coke.
Yeah.
Like, that's even worse. But we're not even going to get into that. But
yeah. I just hate that it has to be... Like, if a black person dies or gets killed... or a black man or whoever gets killed, then he was in a gang or he was selling drugs and got mixed up in that crowd. Then if a white person dies or does a shooting, they had a mental illness when they were kids. Like, I hate that it has to be white and black, and it's a category of if they die, this is the explanation. And it's that explanation over and over again.
Yeah.
And why is it like that? Like, why couldn't he have, why couldn't Joshua have, maybe he had a mental illness or some type of thing he was going through. That's why he was selling drugs, or you never know.
I mean, you never know, but I mean, a lot of the times, like, it's just fast money. A lot of people are addicted to fast money. It's not necessarily that they have to do it, but yeah, it's just a lot of people really want their money quicker and on hand. But tell me about the case that you were talking about.
So I was at work and started reading this article. In Fort Worth, officer kills a woman in her bedroom in response to an open structure call. So pretty much, a white police officer fired through the window of a black woman's home. She was 28 years old early Saturday and killed her after responding to a call a neighbor placed over an open front door. So her door was open. Mm-hmm. This was her house, and her door was open. Her house and her little nephew, but her door was open, so somebody called the police, which, okay, you never know. You may think that they're in harm's way. That's why they kept their door open. Okay. So if the police, usually if a police officer is going to come, they might go to the door, you know, knock, hello, is anybody in there? That's what I'm guessing. That's yeah. how it usually should happen. But in this case, the police officer did not do that. He just went up to her window, looked in her window, and saw a shadow and shot. Like, was not, the article says that he yelled out, freeze or put your arms up or something in terms of that. And she put her arms up and he shot.
Wow.
Yep, on his camera, that's what it shows. Like, he told her to put her arms up or in freeze, pretty much. And she did that, and he still shot her in her home. Finding out that it was her home, she was in her bedroom, and he shot her. You don't know, what if she had groceries in the car, you know, and left her door open?
That is so, like, annoying.
That's
aggravating. That's irritating. That's just, like, so ignorant. You shoot somebody in their own home.
Exactly. And if you are that scared, you shouldn't be a police officer. You should not be a police officer if you're going to be that scared to get a phone call, go to somebody's house. You don't hear anybody yelling. You don't hear, it's just dark outside pretty much. And you just walk up to the house and you see a shadow and you're going to shoot. You should not be a police officer.
This is a woman. This is a woman. So there's no excuse for that.
There's no excuse. How are you going to, like, what?
This is a whole entire black woman. Mm-hmm. So ain't no way he could have felt threatened. I don't want to hear that in this case. I am really looking forward to see how this case goes. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to hear that. I didn't even hear about this. Somebody else told me about the case, but I was just, like, confused, because I was like, how did that happen? Like, I'm really I'm over here, I don't have anything to say, because it's just sad that this is happening more often, right? Or not even more often, but it's happening often.
Right. And they're saying, they're trying to figure out if she had a gun or something. She was in her home. Like, why is that even in the case? Like, no, she did not have a weapon. She was in her home, in her bedroom. You don't know what she had to get. Maybe she kept her door open till she had to get something from a car. Like, sometimes I do that. I go home, I open up my front door, and I leave it open because maybe I have to run back out to my car to get something once I'm done putting everything down. Like, mm-hmm. you don't know what was going on, but at the same time, you should not have killed this person.
And then that neighbor. I know that neighbor feel like trash because they basically ended their lady's life.
It was
being nosy. Mm-hmm.
It was like the neighbor is just trying to help. So the neighbor, I know they feel horrible right now, but then it's like, you were just trying to help. So I get it. You maybe thought something was, I mean, it was 2:00 in the morning. You're like, what's going on?
I mean, they did say that she didn't call the actual police or not even she. I don't even know if the neighbor is he or she, mm-hmm. but that person called like a nun. I don't know. I can't think of the word, but like a non-serious issue mm-hmm. call or whatever. I really
like
can't
it wasn't.
Word.
Supposed it wasn't. To be,
serious. Mm-hmm. So for them to
non-domestic violence, no arguing. It said it was no domestic violence, no arguing. It was nothing that should have been concerned with, like, him shooting, because it was no noise. It was nothing like that. So he just shot at a shadow. Pretty much. What if he didn't even get the first call? What if this police officer, I don't know how the calls work, but what if this police officer wasn't the first one to hear about this. So maybe another police officer went in the house. So you telling me when this police officer pulls up, all he sees is a shadow, he's going to shoot? What if that's your partner or something? You know? Like, yeah. Why are you just shooting at a shadow?
But my thing is, it's like, why are you shooting, period? Yeah. It's not even that serious. Clearly, yeah. If that was the type of call they received. Mm-hmm. And so, that's...
Why are you shooting?
That's crazy. That's really crazy. And that could have been... You know what? Prayers to that woman's family. Because that could have been anybody. Mm-hmm.
She was at home.
In her own home.
In her own home.
When are we just going to stop assuming and just... I don't know.
Do you think police officers should get training, retrained? I feel like they need to get retrained.
Retrained every 2 months or something?
They need to get retrained. Something needs to change in the police system, like in this system. Because now... Police officers.
It's like they're just throwing police officers out there. I really feel like that because a lot of people around our age are starting to be police officers. It's really kind of scary for them, too. Mm-hmm. And then it's like some people are like, oh, I did want to be a police officer, but now I don't want to be a police officer because it's too much going on. And like people our age, I just feel like I know somebody, I like literally watched up a lot through training. I was like, dang, I guess police training not even really that serious. Mm-hmm. But... I feel like police officers need to learn how to shoot, and when they do, they need to learn how not to shoot.
Right.
They don't always have to shoot in certain, certain cases. Like, it's just a lot of things where I feel like they just use their gun because they just be triggered. Their fingers be itching.
Right. And then I feel bad for the police officers out here who are really good, who are doing their job well, because now I don't trust, and I don't know if you're a good police officer or not. I was driving down the street the other day, and a police officer was behind this, pulled this car over, and I pulled over in the gas station because it was a white police officer pulling over. It was two younger, it was a girl and a guy, and they were black. And I was like, I don't know what's going to happen, so maybe I need to pull over in the gas station, because now I feel like I don't know if you're a good cop, if you're a bad cop. Like, you never know. And I hate that. I just feel bad for the good police officers out here who's actually doing their job correctly, because now everybody's looking at them with a side eye when they doing their job correctly, you know? But you just never know who...
I got trust issues now. If you a cop, I'm just like...
Yeah, now I'm just looking at you
I'm
now.
Just going to look at you exactly. Right, like, I'm just like, and then, I ain't going to assume you a bad cop, but I'm going to just look at you a little funny.
Do you ever get, like, tensed up when, like, a cop, even if you in a grocery store and, like, or in Starbucks, like, a cop just comes by, maybe they about to order some Starbucks, but just because they standing by you or just because they behind you and driving, do you ever get, like, a different feeling, like, a weird feeling in your stomach or something?
No. I feel like maybe I would if I was doing something I had no business doing.
But... See, I get that feeling even when I'm doing... something that I'm
like, I probably only get that feeling when I'm driving, like when I see them hiding in the little corner or something. I just don't want to be pulled over.
Yeah.
But if I'm like, if we're out in public or like you said, Starbucks for example, and they just standing behind me or something, I mean, I don't really like when people stand behind me anyway, so I kind of stand like over to like the side a little bit where I mm-hmm. can kind of see behind me and in front of me. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't stand like directly in line. I don't ever do that for some reason. And mm-hmm. I just think it's because I don't like the feeling of knowing somebody behind me and I don't know what's going on.
Right.
But I don't really get that.
I always get that feeling when I was in Starbucks and a police officer came. Well, he was about to order off Starbucks too, obviously. But he was standing behind me and I was ordering. And I don't know. I just didn't like the fact that he was standing behind me because I just don't trust police officers now. And he could have been a nice police officer. He could have been... a good police officer, but just because I just get a weird feeling every time I see him, I'm just like, I don't trust y'all. What are you gonna do? Because what I see on TV, that could be me next. So it's like, I don't even like them by me.
Yeah.
I don't. And then it's like, who you gonna call? Who you gonna call when you in danger?
Yeah.
Like, who we supposed to call?
It would be nice if, like, we had more people in our families that were police officers that mm-hmm. we could call and, like, ask for, like, advice and stuff like that.
Right.
But, I mean, Google got everything. Google got everything. But no, we do need to, like, we will follow up with this case about the woman that was killed in her home in Fort Worth because We just need to make this more aware and really figure out solutions of what could happen.
Yeah, so we are going
to avoid these types of, you know, situations happening.
Right. So we're going to keep you all updated for sure, because I know I'm waiting for an update as to what's going to be happening with this regards to this case. Like, is this cop, like, what's going to happen to this cop? Like, I'm just wondering what is next. So we will definitely keep you updated. But I know if this cop get 10 years, then that's ridiculous.
They ain't getting
10
years.
He
got to get more.
He has to get life or the needle. He got to.
I wouldn't say
that. But we'll see.
But yes, we will see. And remember that you are listening to The Flow of C&Co. And we'll be right back.
Money.
Power.
Love.
Lust.
Lies.
The truth will set you free.
What do you do when your heart says yes, but your mind's got you trapped?
These are my confessions.
It's the riveting stage play that tells it all. Sherrod Rutland presents Confessions of an Exotic Dancer, starring the realest housewife of them all, NeNe Leakes.
Where is your scooter?
From Saints and Sinners, Karan Riley. From Think Like a Man, Ernestine Morrison. From Kevin Hart's Heart of the City, it's Piper. And from BET Comic View, the hilarious Tony Tom. And ladies, America's top male exotic dancers.
Fucking Nick. Oh my damn.
Ooh. Don't miss Confessions of an Exotic Dancer.
Stripping been a start in that. Long time ago. Long, long, long time ago.
The story that tells it all. And bears it all. Live at the Black Academy of Arts and Letters, October 31st through November 2nd. Tickets available at the box office. 214-743-2400. Online at Ticketmaster.com. 1-800-745-3000.
All right, guys. So we are back. And our next segment, we are going to be talking about Halloween,
holiday season.
It is in a couple weeks. Halloween will be in a couple weeks. What day does Halloween fall on?
I think Halloween falls on Thursday.
On a Thursday? Okay, yeah. Yep, it sure does. It sure does. Are you hanging out? Like, how much are you dressing up? 3-4 times?
You need to put your phone down.
My bad, y'all. Y'all heard that.
No, but I don't know. What did you ask me? Sorry.
What costumes are you getting? Like, how many costumes are you getting?
How many costumes am I getting? I'm only going to get once. I'm only going to get one costume. And the reason why I'm only going to get one is because I only have one event to go to. And my friend is having a Halloween party for her birthday. Her birthday is on the 29th, but she's having a Halloween party that Saturday. And so I'm going to go to that. And me and my boyfriend probably...
Like
a couples thing, yeah. I don't really have anywhere else where I could go. I'm not going trick or treating, of course.
Oh no.
And I don't know anybody that's throwing an actual Halloween party on a, you know, on Halloween.
Right.
So, I was gonna say on their birthday, but on Halloween.
Right. My best friend from Vegas, she's coming out here, and my other best friend that's in Houston, she's coming out here too. So I am super excited. I know she wants us to dress up. I'm dressing up probably like 3 times. I just like dressing up. It's crazy because I don't like being scared, but the fun part for me for Halloween is dressing up in costumes and going to haunted houses, which is like backwards, because if I don't like being scared, why am I going to haunted house?
Yeah,
but I like it. I don't know. I can't explain it. It's just me. Are you going to any haunted houses?
I don't know if I'm gonna go to any haunted houses.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to go, though. Actually, I always forget about haunted houses. What haunted houses are you going to go to?
I don't know. We need to go to some together, because I'm going to look up some, and then we both going to go together, because I'm going to be scared. And
I really want to I really want to, like, go to one that's, like, really scary.
Right. I heard it's one that has floors, and I like multiple floors out here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you make it out, you get your money. But then I heard that it's like snakes in there and just something crazy.
No,
yes.
No.
I said, oh no, I'm not going to that.
You know
what?
I do want to go to a haunted house. Actually, I'll put that in my plans. I always
houses.
Forget. Yes. I always forget about like the haunted houses and stuff like that. I want to see if Jeremy wants to go. I think last year I went to one. It was okay. It was somewhere. I don't even know.
You got to go to a really scary one.
Yeah.
So costumes are so expensive, first off. Like, they're not really expensive, but they are if you're wanting to go all out, you know. Do you think it's a waste of money to buy costumes just because it's that one night? Or how do you feel about that?
I do feel like Halloween is a waste. But at the same time, I think it's all fun and games. It's just a matter of, like, how much you know, how really into it you are.
Mm-hmm.
It is a cool holiday. I know a lot of people don't really like Halloween, or they just feel like it's the devil's day. And, you know. But, I mean, if you're looking at it from a religious aspect, then of course. But if you're just looking at it as just another, because it's not really a holiday, you know, like, well, it's a holiday. Well, I don't know, because it's not like you get your day off for Halloween, you know? It's not like kids are out of school for Halloween. It's not like jobs are closing down for Halloween. Like,
so it's not a real holiday, but it is a holiday.
It's just like fun.
Yeah.
It's just like a day of just like really, it's spooky season.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I think it's all fun and games, but I do feel like it's a waste. I do feel like it's a waste, but at the same time, like I said, I feel like it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually like Halloween.
Yeah. I don't think it's like a waste. It's just like how I look at it. You're going to shop for a Halloween costume.
But are you going to wear that same one next year? It's like, how you going to wear it?
But you can always like mix it up. So like with my costumes I got from last year, I can maybe wear that leotard and make it into something else. Or like the makeup that I buy for Halloween, I can... I ain't gonna have that makeup from last year. But it just all depends on how much you spend. And then, like, you might not wear it, but you can give that Halloween costume to your friend to wear for the next time, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like an outfit if you go out. If you buy a real cute outfit, maybe this is just me. If I go out, I buy a real cute outfit, right? I buy the dress, heels, like, I go all out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna wear it again. Like, I will buy that outfit, wear it that night, take a bomb picture in it, and I don't know when I'll wear it again, but I will spend that much money. And I'll be like, I just bought that. I spent $200, not $200. But, you know, like, you might not even wear it again. So it's like, is that a waste too?
Yeah.
You know, so I just look at it as that. But like you said, Halloween is not really a holiday. But you know what I just found out also, since we are talking about holidays? So Sweetie's Day is next week.
What's Sweetie's Day?
That's the crazy thing. Okay, so it's only, I am so shocked that Texas does not celebrate Sweetie's Day.
Like, what is this?
Sweetie's Day is for, it's just like Valentine's Day, but it's for the guy. And maybe, I'm guessing now, it's just maybe an up north thing. It was for, so it's just like Valentine's Day, but it's for the guy. So you buy the gift for the guy.
Really?
And yeah. And it's next Saturday. And nobody in Texas know about it. I was like, wait.
So y'all celebrate Valentine's Day too, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then y'all have a sweet... But, okay, so what is Valentine's Day? Don't you do the basically like the same thing? I don't feel like I feel like Valentine's Day, a lot of people feel like that's the day dedicated like to women.
Mm-hmm.
But no, that's just a day of love, period. Mm-hmm. Like, it could be to anybody that you love.
Right, true. So I guess maybe, so up north we do Valentine's Day for the girl, pretty much, and then Sweetie's Day for the guy. Like, you know, you're going to buy your mom some flowers and stuff like that, but yeah, Valentine's Day for the girl and Sweetie's Day for the guy up north. And yeah, in Texas, Sweetie's Day is like unheard of.
Really?
Yes.
So is that only, okay, you said only up north. So like, I'm wondering if Chicago people, New York and all of them know about it?
I don't know. Like, I'm wondering, because I thought it was an actual, you know, like a holiday. Like, in my head, I'm like, it's a holiday. And when I found out, I'm like, yeah, what y'all doing for Sweetie's Day? People are like, what is Sweetie's Day?
If it ain't on the calendar, it ain't a holiday. You said next Saturday?
It might be next Saturday or Friday, one of them days. Sweetie's Day. When you all listen to this, comment below if you've never heard of Sweetie's Day or if you have. Like, this is just crazy to me.
Yeah, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
This is just so crazy.
Let me see if I can Google it. If I can't Google it, then
it's unheard of. You gonna Google it. You for sure gonna Google it.
Sweetest day? Sweetest day? Oh, okay. I thought you were saying sweeties.
Sweetest. Well, maybe that's how I say it. Sweetest day.
Sweetest day. Yeah. Okay. Sweetest day. Oh, okay. So it says Saturday, October 19th is Sweetest Day in 2019. Sweetest Day is a holiday that is celebrated in the Midwestern United States. So, yes, in parts of the northeastern United States, also in the northern part of Florida on third Saturday in October. It is a day to share romantic deeds or expressions.
See? It's a real holiday.
But it's only up north, though, like you said.
Right. Well, that was something that I learned. Now you know something new. Maybe you should celebrate it. Bring it out here to Texas.
To who?
Or bring it out here, you know, Texas.
Country.
You should celebrate it. You should celebrate it, you know, just bring your man something that he just not going to expect.
That's crazy. I'm going to have to talk about that again on another podcast. Sweetest Day. I have never heard of that. I don't know. You really just put me on.
Yeah. I'm trying to put everybody on in Texas. I'm trying to, you know, make it a holiday out here. But I just found out that it was just an up north thing. So I'm new to it, too.
Do you know what you're wearing for Halloween? Or what you're doing? I know you said your friend is coming down, coming down here. But do you know what you want to be?
I do not know what I want to be yet. I know, I don't know what I want to be yet. But I know I need to find my costume, like, soon, first off. Like, because it's going to be all sold out shortly. So I need to buy my costume and get it shipped, even if I'm ordering online or if I'm going to a store and go shopping. But I don't know. I need to go to Party City.
Yeah.
Because I have no idea. I have a couple costumes that I'm going to give you. Like, I'm going to give you ideas.
Really?
That I've seen. Yep. I've seen a lot of them. And I think they're so cute.
Send it to me, girl.
Yeah. Because y'all got to go all out. That's going to be cute.
That's the only time we're going to go all out. Because I really don't have other plans. It's the only party that I plan on going to, and I think it'll be fun. So,
see, I heard of I don't know if it's a big thing, but at my job, they were talking about a block party that's usually for Halloween in Dallas. They usually have, like, a block party where they block this whole block off, and they have, it's like parties in every house or something. Have you heard about that in Dallas?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, they was talking about it at work, so I was thinking I might go to that, but I don't know where. I know it's going to be so many Halloween parties. It's going to be so much going on, just going to clubs and stuff, dressing up. So I'm just going to go with the flow.
Yeah.
Yeah, go with the flow. But I am going to plan. I need to find my costume soon. I need to find my costume soon.
Yeah, I need to send me your costume ideas because I need to find my costume ideas.
Okay, but we will be right back, guys, to the flow of C and Co.
Money, power, love, lust, lies.
The truth will set you free.
What do you do when your heart says yes, but your mind's got you trapped?
These are my confessions.
It's the riveting stage play that tells it all. Sherrod Rutland presents Confessions of an Exotic Dancer, starring the realest housewife of them all, NeNe Leakes.
Where is your scooter?
From Saints and Sinners, Karan Riley.
Oh!
From Think Like a Man, Ernestine Morrison. From Kevin Hart's Heart of the City, it's Piper. And from BET Comic View, the hilarious Tony Tom. And ladies, America's top male exotic dancers.
Fucking neck. Oh my damn.
Ooh. Don't miss Confessions of an Exotic Dancer.
Stripping been a start in that. Long time ago. Long, long, long time ago.
The story that tells it all. And bears it all. Live at the Black Academy of Arts and Letters, October 31st through November 2nd. Tickets available at the box office. 214-743-2400. Online at Ticketmaster.com. 1-800-745-3000.
Welcome back to the Flow of C & Co. And on this part of the show, we're going to talk about, you know, how we just learned how to do our makeup, really, or what influenced us to do our makeup. Was it self-taught, YouTube, controversy with makeup? What you know, really, pretty much anything about makeup.
Right.
I like talking about makeup. Mm-hmm. This is my cup of tea. But, Courtney, I'm going to let you have it. So how did you learn how to do your makeup?
Let me start it off. Okay, so I learned how to do my makeup from YouTube, honestly. From YouTube. And I love doing makeup. Like, I'm just now learning how to do eyeshadow. So I usually do like neutral colors, but now I'm starting to try to add some pop, add some different type of colors in there. But I've always done like foundation, contour. Like, I learned all that from YouTube. How you learn? Like, did you learn it from your mom? Because my family doesn't wear makeup. Like, if you went to, I'm gonna bring you one day to my family reunion. I would be like, if it was my immediate family, I think I would be the only one with makeup if I did wear it.
Really?
Like, my family is not, they don't like makeup. Like, they don't wear makeup unless I'm doing their makeup. Like, I'm the only girly, like, they are girly, but they just not, makeup
they're just
fans.
Not into, like,
yeah,
beauty.
Yeah, they just not makeup fans.
No, yeah, I definitely understand it.
Yeah,
so. My mom always had a lot of makeup. I'm not even being dramatic. She stayed with makeup. Like, my mom, to this day, she had, like, a bathroom counter full of just, like, makeup products and just beauty products. And she used to do her makeup a lot back in the day, but I feel like as she got older, she stopped wearing it. And then, like, you know, because she was working and everything.
Right.
Excuse me. But, yes. And so, I don't know. Like, how I got into it was, like, I used to just really play in her makeup. Mm-hmm. And then as, like, I know, like, when I was in high school and, like, my freshman year in college, in middle school, I wore makeup. Like, I would wear, like, mascara. I'll put a little bit of eyeshadow on. And then I'll put on, like, some lipstick or something.
Right.
Or, like, some
lip gloss.
I think I'm doing something. Yeah. And then as time, like, went older, I remember my first time. Like, even when I was younger and I was in ballet, like, I used to beg my mom for red lipstick. And she'll be like, no. And she would not let me put red lipstick on until, like, it was time for me to go to my recital. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, ooh, if this how I can get to wear makeup, like, I'm going to stick with it.
Right.
And so I stuck with that for a little bit, and then I stopped. I pretty much got into, like, I did pretty much a lot of stuff when I was young. But anyways, that's besides the point. And so, like, I don't know. I was always involved in, like, extracurricular activities that involve me wearing makeup.
Okay.
And so then I was just like, I like makeup. But I didn't start wearing foundation until college, actually. I didn't start wearing foundation until college. After I got my makeup done for prom, I was like, oh, it's on. Like,
oh, yeah.
I was like,
prom did it. It was
prom
like,
did it. Like, I was like, it's up from here. No, but I liked the way that I looked, and I was like, you know what, I don't want to be the type to want to always wear foundation.
Right.
And so I would kind of just look at routines on YouTube and how other girls did their makeup, and I would look at, like, Makeup Shayla, Ellery, and just, like, a whole, you know, a bunch more people on YouTube.
Right.
And
just
watch
go from
them,
there.
Mm-hmm, and watch them do their makeup, and then it just, that's how I really learned how to do makeup, honestly.
Yeah. See, I always, my mom would have, powder foundation, like the powder one, and I would always want, because she didn't have a lot of makeup either, because everybody in my family don't wear makeup, like, they just don't, and I would, like, go on her purse and try to put some on, or try to put some of her lip gloss on, and she would be like, no, like, go wash your face, or she would get so mad. I remember one day, I'll never forget, I was in middle school in eighth grade, and I wanted to put on some of her makeup. So I just got her, you know, her foundation powder, and I was putting it on, putting my lip gloss on, got some of her mascara, and I was like, yeah, like, I'm popping. And she was like, nope, take it off. Like, you're not about to wear this. And made me take off my makeup. I was so sad. But it was just like, she didn't want, she knew I had sensitive skin back when in middle school, and I was like, I didn't really care about that, you know. So she was more or less, no, you're too young, and I don't want to mess up your skin, and this and that, and then I don't know, that probably wasn't even my color. I don't know. I was just like, I see some powder, I see some makeup, let me put it on. But I've always, I didn't have anyone to really teach me. It was just like self-taught from YouTube by watching Makeup Shayla. I watched Makeup Shayla too, or Aaliyah J, or I used to always watch Aaliyah J on YouTube. Shout out to Aaliyah J if you ever hear this. But yeah, I used to always watch her on YouTube. I love makeup. And I get what you're saying, like foundation, by putting foundation on and then concealer and all that. Sometimes it can be too much. You know, if you prefer it, then go ahead. And sometimes, like, it just depends on the occasion. It depends on what you're doing. But I learned about, you get better as you do it. So the first time you do makeup, it's probably going to look shitty. You're like, let me wash this off. What am I doing? But I bet you if you keep doing it and doing it, it's going to be popping.
Yeah.
So
I wish I would have, I wish I would have, like, stuck with YouTube and just, like, progressed. I feel like when I first started doing makeup, I wanted to be on YouTube and do my makeup and everything, and I just never did it. And I feel like I could have been one of those people that's, like, doing their makeup, you know? I don't know. But I like natural looks, though. Now I like, you know, my foundation to, like, fit, you know, sink into my skin and look like skin rather than it just look
like cakey on.
How did you, so, like, what are your routines? Like, what are your routines when it comes to putting on or applying your makeup?
So, my routine is primer. I prime my face till it's, like, shining. Like, I put so much primer
on. What primer do you
use? I use all different types. L'Oreal, inflatable, like, I use there. Because I like matte. Like, I like to look matte. And then, well, sometimes in the summertime it's matte, but in the wintertime you're going to be too dried out, so you got to get a little oily. But primer, and then I do my eyebrows. So I prime, then do my eyebrows, and then if I'm doing foundation, I'll put foundation on and then concealer and, like, go about that way. But I got to do my eyebrows first, and then I put, if I'm doing foundation, put foundation on.
Do you put your foundation and then concealer?
Yeah, foundation and then concealer, and then I let my, I don't blend in my concealer. I let it sit on my face while I'm putting on my contour, and if I'm doing contour, because sometimes I don't do contour, but I do put my, blend in my contour, and then I blend in my concealer after my contour. But I put it on my face so it can kind of like sink in and then get more, I feel like if it sits on your face longer, then it'll be on your face longer. Like, it would, it wouldn't, by, you know, wiping your face off, it wouldn't come off as easily.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what's your routine?
I don't, honestly, I don't use primer, but I do, like, moisturize my face. It's kind of like the same thing. But I used to use primer, but they used to make me crease a lot, and I didn't really like the extra product being on my face. And so now I just make sure my face is, like, moisturized enough for me to apply makeup.
Right.
And so,
like, putting something on your face, like some type of lotion.
What is my first tips? I comb my eyebrows. And then, because my eyebrows are pretty long. I comb them, and then I take my dip brow and I draw them on. Then I do my concealer, and I pat my concealer on my eyelids. And I, like, make sure I go out a little bit over here on the little corners.
Oh, yeah, stuff. You for sure should have been on YouTube doing this.
Yes, like, I'm telling you, I'm so, like...
If y'all can see her right now, she was just really patting
on the corners. I'm patting my eye. I'm like, I put it over here. No, but I make sure that I place it where I want it to stay. And so... then after that, like, I'll put on, like, my foundation. I do a cream contour if I do a contour. Then I put the powder over it. And then, well, like, a setting, like, a darker setting powder over the contour. Then I go in with my concealer. And then I get to patting that out and then putting, like, my powder and stuff on.
So you put concealer on twice. You put it on first.
I put, like, it on my eyelids and then I put it on. Well, I just put it on my eyelids. Put, like, a setting powder over that concealer. And then I go back and then I put it underneath my eyes, my nose, my forehead, my chin. Like,
all them spots.
Yes. All the spots that you're supposed to put your stuff at.
Right. I can see you on YouTube doing makeup. Like, at first when I started my YouTube, I was like, maybe I should do makeup. But then I was like, nah, I like makeup, and I love makeup, actually.
Yeah.
But I'm still, you know, I'm still trying to get my flow of things. So I want to do something a little, go in a different direction. But I can picture you doing makeup.
Thanks.
Yeah, I can picture you doing that on YouTube.
I do want to, I want to get a camera. I need to get a camera, actually. I need to go camera shopping. I've been looking at some. I kind of know which ones I want. And so I'm just going to just say, F it, spend that money, and
just get start that recording yourself.
Yeah.
And you can record yourself just getting dressed in the morning, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like, but I don't know. I think about it a lot, but I do feel like it's just because that's the wave nowadays. Like, mm-hmm. that's what people are doing. Mm-hmm. And people think that it's an easy come up.
Yep, and it's not.
Then you gotta have people into, like, you know, like, wanting to know what's going on in your life and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I'm a very open person. But, I don't know. I do want to do it.
Something to, like, think about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think with YouTube, you do have to, I mean, you can be a private person, but you are going to have to post a lot. And it's like, it's not gonna, you're not gonna post one video and then receive 1,000K followers and then get rich fast. Like, everybody think you're gonna get rich fast by the easiest stuff, but it's like, no, you have to actually keep posting videos and then edit those videos. Like, it's actual work that these people are doing.
Yeah. I just think it's fun. I think it's fun. So yeah. I wouldn't be trying to do it because of the money. I would actually do it because...
just
because
it's fun. Just like, and it could be another income.
And I know people ask me a lot. They ask me all the time about, like, my makeup and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And what I wear. So, like, I don't know. I feel like it would be good. I do want to do that, though. And plus, like, I like editing.
Yeah.
So
funny. I like editing too. And one of the reasons why I did start my YouTube channel was because people kept asking me how I do my hair or how where I get my clothes from. And I was like, you know what? Why am I telling y'all this for? I can just
not
put it
for
on
free.
YouTube.
Yeah, for free.
Like, why am I telling y'all this for free? Like, I'm still telling y'all for free on YouTube, but I can actually benefit. Yeah, we both can benefit. You learning, and then I'm teaching you, and I'm getting paid. So why not do it? You know, make it an income.
Yeah,
so.
No, definitely makes sense though. Mm-hmm. It really does make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I definitely need to get a camera and get started.
Right, I just bought a camera. Maybe a month now.
I bought a ring light, and I bought it because actually it was just a sale on it. Mm-hmm. It was like $50. I was like, I'm gonna get this.
Right, because usually ring lights are like $125, $150, depending on maybe even more.
Mm-hmm. And I caught a deal on it, and so I was like, I might as well just go ahead and get it. I don't know what I'm going to use it for. But.
Right. And doing your makeup in the ring light is, you can do it for that, too. Just for the lighting.
Yeah, for
just
the lighting.
Your makeup, that's good, too.
Yeah.
I use my ring light for the lighting, for my makeup. I just can't get the lighting right with ring lights. Like, I don't know. I think when you buy a ring light, you have to buy, I don't know what it's called, but it's kind of like a flat surface, and it gets your lighting even better. I don't know what it's called, and I'm going to tell y'all next week what it's called. I'm going to look it up. But it's supposed to get your lighting better for your ring light, so it's not just going everywhere. It's kind of going, just like at your face.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna let y'all know next week what it's called.
Yep. And remember that you are listening to The Flow of C & Co., and we will be right back.
All right, you all. So we are back with another topic. So this topic, this actually just happened. Instagram has started this new, what should I call it? This new thing that's going on where you cannot see how many likes somebody gets. And I heard about this a little while back, like maybe a couple months back. And I thought it was, you know, maybe... I mean, I don't know. I was kind of up and down about it, but I didn't know it was actually going to happen because when I first heard about it, I thought it was happening then, and I still saw how many likes people were getting.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, maybe that's just, you know, people talk. Maybe people, it was just a rumor, but I guess they're actually starting it now.
Well, not even that. I think with the Instagram activity, like, you can't see that someone else liking somebody else's picture. Like, you know, usually you can see who commented on who picture, who liked whose picture.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's that.
Oh, so you're still going to see the
likes. Yeah, like, I can still see, let me see, and go to Let me go to Instagram real quick.
Okay. I'm thinking it's like they're removing. Yes. So you can still see people likes.
You can definitely see the likes.
You just can't see what other people.
If you go to your activity, you can't see like who commented on those pictures.
Oh, I ain't never did that anyway.
I was going to say, I've never really done it either, but now I'm kind of curious.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
I
don't know if it's a lot of people that don't like it though, because especially like when you in a fresh relationship and you want to see what your man commenting under somebody else's picture or liking and stuff.
Dang, I didn't even know you could do that on Instagram. Look at that.
You old.
I did not know you could see people likes. Like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, see people who, if they like something else. I never. I mean, I would see my friend's name on there. If I like it too, I'm like, okay, we liking the same thing. But I never would have thought of that.
Yeah.
I kind of don't even care what you like. And like, it's Instagram. Like, why are you going to get mad if you are talking to a dude and he likes somebody else's picture? Like, maybe the picture cute. Like, dang, y'all just talking. Relax. Y'all not even together. Right. What if that's his other person he's talking to?
Right. Honestly. So, but we're going to continue this conversation next week.
Yeah, we got to continue. She thinks she's calling me old. Y'all need to reply and see if I'm the only one who never noticed this. Like, I never looked at people.
I used to look at it. I ain't going to lie, I'm nosy.
I never even looked at this.
Not all the time, though. Like, I barely would ever use it. But, yeah. And remember,
we will be talking about it next week, guys.
Yes, so remember to stay tuned to the Flow of Seeing Call. We have to end it here, unfortunately. We both have things to do. No, I'm just kidding. No, my laptop is honestly about to die, and I do not have a charger right now, guys. I'm being super honest with you guys.
She is really being honest.
I don't have a charger at all, and it is on 0% as we speak, so I do have to end the show here, but thank you guys for tuning in and always tuning in.
And listen up next week. We will be back next week with another podcast.
Bye.
Money.
Power. Love. Lust. Lies.
The truth will set you free.
What do you do when your heart says yes, but your mind's got you trapped?
These are my confessions.
It's the riveting stage play that tells it all. Sherrod Rutland presents Confessions of an Exotic Dancer. Starring the realest housewife of them all, NeNe Leakes.
Where is your scooter?
From Saints and Sinners, Karan Riley.
Oh!
From Think Like a Man, Ernestine Morrison. From Kevin Hart's Heart of the City, it's Piper. And from BET Comic View, the hilarious Tony Tom. And ladies, America's top male exotic dancers.
Fucking Nick. Oh my damn.
Ooh. Don't miss Confessions of an Exotic Dancer.
Stripping been a start in that. Long time ago. Long, long, long time ago.
The story that tells it all. And bears it all.
Ooh.
Live at the Black Academy of Arts and Letters, October 31st through November 2nd. Tickets available at the box office. 214-743-2400. Online at Ticketmaster.com. 1-800-745-3000.